Wednesday was the deadline for candidates to file their petition signatures for Arizona's August primary, and across the country, more and more of those candidates are military veterans. The group With Honor says it's seen a huge increase in veterans running for Congress, both Republicans and Democrats. Alex Johnson is the group's Republican political director, and he joins me via Skype. And Alex, I know you're working with both sides of the aisle. Can you give me a sense of what With Honor is about and what it's looking for in the candidates it endorses?
We see partisanship is at an all-time high, and veteran participation in Congress is at an all-time low. And we see the need for more, you know, veterans to get elected. You know, these are folks that have served with people from all different backgrounds, from all over the country, who have worked together regardless of, you know, race, gender, religion, anything, any of those factors, to come together and accomplish a mission. And we think that you know, veterans can take that mentality, as we've seen, to Congress to try and get, fix a broken system.
How much of a dent do you think in the political partisan gridlock that we see in Washington, D.C., can an infusion of new military veterans make?
I think it could make a tremendous impact. Part of what we're looking to do is form a caucus of veterans that are willing to come together and talk about some of the major, you know, hot topic issues of the day and try and find common ground. That's something where you've seen veterans have always found common ground and have that bond through their service and are able to come together and try and break up that gridlock. And, you know, if we could form a good group, you know, a solid coalition or caucus of veterans, you know, with a solid number that can do that, you know, they can really take hold.
Well, am I right that for candidates that you endorse on either the Democratic or Republican side, in order to get your endorsement, they have to agree to these meetings with members of the other party and work on bipartisan legislation, things like that?
Absolutely. You know, that's a big thing for us. We want to see, you know, another part of our pledge is civility. And we want to bring that civility back where you'll have, you know, members of Congress working together, you know, both when they're on the floor or when they're, you know, out of session, working together to solve common problems, some of our biggest problems. So, you know, getting them to bond and to, you know, build more of a personal relationship, you know, is a really important factor.
I'm wondering how all of this plays in party primaries, when in many cases compromise is not seen as a good thing, but rather a bad thing. And, you know, you tend to bring out the party loyalists on either the right or the left.
Yeah, I mean, we have seen some folks get attacked for the idea of sponsoring, you know, bipartisan legislation. But the reality is that's what a lot of people want. That, you know, like you said, some of the, you know, more polarized voters are, you know, absolutely against any sort of bipartisanship. But overwhelmingly, you know, we've seen folks really want bipartisanship, and they want people to put their country over their party, which is just a huge factor and something that veterans know better than anything is country first. And so we've seen our candidates have really been able to overcome any sort of issues with that.
What is your vetting process like when you are looking for candidates to endorse? And I ask because there are certainly members of Congress who are military veterans who are extremely partisan.
Absolutely. So we go through a multi-part vetting process. So we obviously ask for personal references for each of our candidates. We have a questionnaire that they answer. They sign our pledge and, you know, commit to us that they'll serve with integrity, civility, and courage. And then we talk with the candidates, and we have a few questions that we ask them just to see, you know, make sure that we know that they're willing to, you know, work across the aisle regardless of who's on the other side.
How long a term process do you see this? I mean, I guess how much critical mass do you need in Congress in order to try to affect some kind of bipartisan change here?
Yeah, I mean, we're seeing great success right now in the 2018 election cycle. You know, we're going to look to carry this through 2020 and, you know, beyond. We think this is a, like I said, a new movement of next generation leaders. You know, and as folks age out, you know, seats open up, we can fill those seats with individuals that are willing to put their country first, as we've seen numerous veterans do before.
One of the challenges you sometimes hear from military veterans running for office is their connection, or in some cases lack thereof, with their district. Even if it's a place they grew up or spent a significant part of their life, if they were deployed, they were away from it for some amount of time, and maybe they were stationed at another base somewhere. Is that a challenge that you are hearing from some of your recruits, and how are you trying to help them overcome that?
Absolutely. You know, we hear all the time from our candidates. You know, we just had one candidate in Kentucky, our opponent attacked her for not living in the district recently. Well, that's because she was in Iraq flying, fighter jets, defending our freedom. So we hear that line quite a bit. But, you know, we are here to provide, support for these candidates, because they haven't been able to be home 24/7, building out a political network of donors, of supporters. So, you know, we're here to help them with some of that.
All right. That's Alex Johnson, the Republican political director for the group With Honor. Alex, thanks a lot for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.